Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, a lot of you guys out there, you want to be virile, you want to be fertile, and you want to have some real powerful sperm. Apparently, smoking pot is not going to help you with that. In fact, it can actually harm your fertility. So, not too manly. We're going to talk about that. In fact, they say Great Britain's National Sperm Bank has only 9 donors. That's it? 9 donors? Now, I'm sure there's still going to be, you know, lots of, samples there, but you would think there'd be a little bit more. Why aren't people donating sperm in Great Britain? Soda pop is back in the news. And unfortunately, we're finding that rather than fruit juice, rather than drinking tea, rather than drinking coffee, soda pop is putting you at higher risk for heart disease. So even if it's diet. So we're going to talk about that. Now, the CDC is telling us that our heart is probably much older than we think. So if you're like, well, you know, I'm Dr. Dahlia and I'm only 29 years old. my heart's older than that. Not because I lied about my age, it just is. So I want to talk about that. El Nino is freaking everybody out. And they're saying that El Nino could be the strongest ever recorded El Nino. Oh no, Dios mío, está muy peligroso. And they are urging disaster response teams to prepare. So they said they don't want us messing around and not underestimating. And then I guess I think we have another hurricane brewing. I'm not very good with our hurricane. Apparently my news team does not cover weather, so I don't seem to have the weather aspect of our news team. I know I need to fire somebody. I just don't know who to fire anybody because they're all looking at me like, sorry, Dr. Dahlia, we don't do weather. Well, it'd be nice if you did. I need to hire a chief meteorologist of the Dr. Dahlia news team. But we also have scientists warning that these hurricanes are going to be unlike anything we've seen in history as well as a result of El Nino. And they think we are going to have mega storms coming on pretty soon. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of my favorite little guys out there is that little Darth Vader that, remember we saw in, I think it was a Super Bowl commercial back in 2011? Where the little kid was dressed up as Darth Vader and he tried to turn on dad's car, and then dad was there in the kitchen hitting the button so the kid was able to, you know, think he had the power. Well, Max Page is the child actor who is known as little Darth Vader. And from what I understand, he has had at least 10 surgeries on his heart. He was able to, I guess, get a new heart valve and pacemaker this summer. It's called the Melody Valve Procedure. It was performed July 30th at Children's Hospital, Los Angeles, and it was the 10-year-old's 10th surgery since he was 3 months old. So Max was able to get this new heart valve and then be out of the hospital within 24 hours. His dad, Buck Page, said, not the guy from the commercial, I think that was an actor, but the dad said, the last time we were here for open heart surgery, he had a 10-inch chest scar, and he was on morphine for 3 days. According to the National Institutes of Health, congenital heart defects involves issues with the interior walls of the heart, the valves inside the heart, the arteries and veins that carry blood to the heart or body. They affect 8 out of every 1,000 newborns in the United States, and more than 1 million American adults have it. He was little Max, was unfortunately diagnosed at birth, and then recently diagnosed with a condition that restricted blood flow from the right ventricle of his heart into his lungs. He also had a narrow pulmonary valve that was implanted in 2012. So, this implant has a pacemaker that generates a pulse. It's implanted into his abdominal wall, and it helped him avoid open heart surgery. So the pacemaker is going to monitor his heart rhythm. There's going to be these electrodes that are sewn to the heart, and then it's going to stimulate the heart muscle when it feels that the beat is off. Pretty amazing stuff. Which is how a pacemaker works. Pediatric cardiologist Frank Ng, co-director of the CHLA's Heart Institute, performed Max's 3-hour surgery and said the procedure restored his pulmonary valve function and that he expected the procedure to delay another surgery for him. So, pretty good stuff. Little kid, adorable kid. Even under the mask, this kid is adorable. So, pretty good news. All right, so let's go right to what's going on with sperm. All right, Britain's National Sperm Bank has only 9 donors. And I guess this was a new sperm bank. It's only a year old. And it was created to address a major sperm shortage in the UK. I had no idea that there wasn't a lot of sperm running around that country. Okay, now I understand it's people wanting to donate it. And it only has 9 registered donors, with the first sample set to be delivered next year. They say the shortage is not necessarily tied to a lack of interest, but a 2005 law allowed kids born from donated sperm to contact their donor. So this may deter people going, I don't want kids to come and find me later. They say if 100 people inquire, 10 will come through for screening and only maybe 1 becomes a potential donor. The donor has to visit the clinic twice a week for up to 4 months. They cannot masturbate or have sex for 2 days prior to each visit, leaving 3 days a week that they could then, I guess, enjoy themselves. Then only 10 to 20% have sperm robust enough to survive being frozen and thawed. I know you guys don't like, you know, your fish, but when it has to be thawed out, you know, from being frozen, well, think of us that need to get the sperm. There is now a Superman-themed publicity campaign to appeal to male pride, and they took this from Denmark. Apparently, Denmark has a little bit more robust donors out there. They say donors can father up to 200 children in Denmark. In America, I don't know how many we're allowed to, but at least we don't have a sperm shortage. I don't think we do. 1-877-DOCS-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Myself in the studio. My water is like all over the place. That's okay. People will just think it's pee. All right. Sorry about that. If you hear a bzzz or a bzzz, that's because I got water all over the place. You know what? It's about time I clean this studio up. Maybe all I need is a little bit of soap and this place is going to be sparkly clean. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and allowing me not to get electrocuted on air. And we got Tom working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, so men, if you smoke pot more than once a week, it lowers your sperm count by a third. And if you throw some cocaine and ecstasy and all that, you could cut your sperm count by a half. Smoking can't, and now some of you are like, wait a second, birth control. Read on, Dr. Dahlia. No, we don't want you guys using this as a form of birth control. All right, so Danish researchers found that regular pot smoking more than once a week was linked to a 29% lower sperm count than those who smoked the drug less frequently or not at all. And when a man combined regular pot use with other recreational drugs, you lost your fertility by 55%. Now, why does marijuana damage a sperm count? The researchers told Life Science it may be linked to the low THC, the drug's psychoactive ingredient, which interacts with specific receptors on the testes. Everybody look down. All right, look at your... You see the little receptors? It's there. To arrive at their findings, researchers analyzed a group of 1,200... Okay, look back up. Researchers analyzed a group of 1,200 young Danish men aged between 18 and 28. They were recruited between 2008 and 2012 after attending a compulsory medical examination to determine their fitness for the military service. The men had to provide semen samples, had a blood sample taken, and underwent a physical exam. The researchers quizzed them about whether they used marijuana and other recreational drugs like cocaine, amphetamine, ecstasy in the previous 3 months. If the men reported taking the drugs, they were asked how often on a scale from no use to once a week. I don't like these studies because it relies on somebody telling the truth. And if they didn't, and they're, you know, BSing or whatever, then you're not, how is it scientific? But they said 45% of the men had smoked marijuana within the last 3 months. 10% of the men had smoked cannabis in conjunction with other drugs. They found men who admitted to regularly smoking cannabis had the less sperm count by 29%. All right, so they also noticed that cannabis smokers had higher levels of testosterone within the same range as cigarette smokers. Now, I know there's been a lot of issues with hormone changes, like gynecomastia, men developing breasts, men sometimes having testicle shrinking, but it's interesting that they found a testosterone rise. So what does that mean for men? I encouraged a lot of you guys to smoke pot when I really didn't want to. Here's the thing. Okay, you guys are on this earth for a variety of reasons, but the main reason you're on this earth is to propagate and make more people. So I would suggest if you want to do your job and you want to be as manly as possible, I think the manliest thing you could do is make a baby. I really do. You know, women are always like, oh, look at him holding the baby. Why do women love a man holding a baby? Okay, is it because, oh, it's so cute? It's because subconsciously we know that you are one fertile fella. And it's evolutionarily attractive to us. If there's a man sitting in a corner, you know, drinking a beer, not sexy. Unless, of course, you're wearing a cowboy hat and your shirt is unbuttoned half the way and you're a little, you know, kind of sweaty. That could be kind of, just hypothetically, okay? You know, with one leg up against the bar, kind of, you know, bent and, you know, in tight jeans with a real cool belt buckle. But that's neither here nor there. But a man sitting there holding a baby while you see his big muscles through his T-shirt, very sexy. So, guys, I know you want to, you know, prevent, you know, getting somebody pregnant. Then why don't you, you know, have sex when you're married? This way you can make a lot of babies and you can look really manly. Even though you're only supposed to attract your wife at that point and not other people. Okay, so that was a very good segment. Lord have mercy. All right, so doctors are rarely discussing religion with critically ill. This was a study that came out a few days ago. And I've told you guys as a doctor, I talk about religion a lot. Not my religion, because the way I, you know, celebrate God and the way I observe my religion is really different than, you know, people within my religion. So I really, you know, people think I'm weird. You know, they're like, really? And I'm not going to go into it because it's a very personal thing. But, you know, I'm religious in my own way. Okay, I'm Jewish. And, you know, I avoid shrimp. I avoid pork if I can. And I pray to God. And I just throughout the day, I thank God for things. You know, I don't trip on myself. I immediately stop and thank God. I make a lane change. I thank God. That's not a part of the Bible, the Old Testament, New Testament, or whatever. But I just like to thank him all the time. Because I'm like, you know, I'm alive, I'm here, I made it, I didn't fall, I didn't bust a hemorrhoid. I'm always praying. But I think it's extremely beneficial and therapeutic for people who are critically ill. And apparently in this one study, study author Dr. Douglas White, an associate professor of critical care medicine at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, found that religious or spiritual considerations were discussed in only 16% of family meetings in ICUs when such concerns arose about end of life. Healthcare professionals only rarely asked questions to better understand the patient or family's religious or spiritual ideas. They say that omission leaves a need unfulfilled. Dr. Tracy Balboni, associate professor of Harvard Medical School, said the findings regard the silence surrounding religion and or spirituality in ICU conversations are loud and clear. See, I'm kind of confused by that because when I was in training and working in the ICU, you would always ask about their religion. Do they want a priest? Do they want a rabbi? Has anybody contacted clergy? We always brought that up. So I find it interesting that that's not happening anymore. You know, do you need us to contact your clergy? You know, in my temple, every week during the Sabbath services, they ask people to come up and bring up names of people who are ill so we can all make a prayer for them. And, you know, many times we give our clergy the names of people because we ask for a visit to the hospital. And, boy, we keep the rabbi busy. You need to come over here. Now you need to go over to this hospital. Can you go over there? Oh, wait, you got to do the come over here. Like, ah. And it's what he does, you know, good. And Candra does it too. So, you know, they said the study authors found that almost 78% of people acting on behalf of patients in intensive care said that religion or spirituality was fairly or very important to them. And, you know, in the family discussion, what should the family discussion be? You know, who's going to get the house? Who's going to get the bank account? No. Okay? You know, we are leaving one world and going on to the next. Now, some doctors or people may not believe that there is another world after death. I do. I believe that there's a place after life where somebody like me could be on the radio and actually get good ratings. I mean, I'm kind of really looking forward to the afterlife because I think people will like me more. I also think I'll be hot in the afterlife, as opposed to, you know, the body I have now, where everyone's kind of looking at me like, really, please. I kind of can't wait. I think cats are nicer in the afterlife. You don't get fat if you eat chocolate. I am really looking forward to it. Okay, I don't want to go there anytime, you know, too prematurely by any means. But my image of the afterlife is pretty positive. Now, you have some people, they just don't. They don't believe in the afterlife. And so why would they have a clergy, you know, father, priest, rabbi, help them transition to that? And so, you know, maybe some people are afraid to bring it up because they think they're going to be imposing their own personal beliefs. I think it's very easy to bring up. Just say, you know, look, would you like somebody of faith here with you? And not so much because you want to have a plan or you want to have a road map or you want to have an itinerary on the other side, but because I think any sort of spirituality or religion is very calming. All right? I always feel good going to church or temple. I don't care if I'm going to mass with a friend. I don't care if I'm going to a funeral. I always feel a calm. There's a calmness. And I think our last days or weeks deserve to have the calmness because hospital settings are not very calm. You got great nurses, great staff, great doctors, great hospital facility, but it's not calm. There's beeps. There's noise from other rooms. There's family coming in and out. Where's the calm? I can't tell you how many of my patients go, I want to die at home. See, for me, home is very tumultuous with the cats and the dogs. To me, a hospital is like a luxury resort. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
You're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just sprayed my Nasonex. I got a flight coming up, and I got ear pain. So I went like this. I know it sounds worse, but I swear, it's my Nasonex. Hear that? And then you kind of sniff it up in there. Try to get back behind my eustachian, into my eustachian tube. I got some pressure behind my ear. So you stick some corticosteroid up in there. Spray it up, and the problem is now my nose is running, so it sounds like I'm sniffing. Kind of embarrassing when you're on air, because it doesn't sound like it really is. But I got the proof. I got the nasal X right here. I'll take a selfie later for you guys. Hurricanes, unlike anything you've seen in history, according to scientists, and they are warning of gray swan megastorms. The gray swan cyclones are extremely rare tropical storms and are impossible to anticipate, I guess, from historical record alone. They say they are going to be more frequent in the next century for parts of Florida, Australia, and cities along the Persian Gulf. They say the shallow and warm waters of the Persian Gulf, where cyclones have never been recorded, might generate the storms in the future as a side effect of global warming, according to a study in the journal Nature Climate Change. Tampa in Florida and Cairns in Australia, two places where cyclones already happen, would be increasingly vulnerable to extreme storms this century. They say you can't always rely on history to predict the future. So I know some of you guys are like, wait, this century, so, you know, we're talking about maybe 2085. Yeah, so we may be okay for now. But I guess they say for Dubai, a storm surge of 6 feet, 3 inches in height could be expected once every 1,000 years based on recent climate warming, and one of 13 feet, 1 inch, once every 10,000 years, and they're called gray swans. So we can't predict them. The metaphor was inspired by black swans. Isn't black swan like a ballerina? I'm not really sure. Maybe it's a ballerina. I never saw the movie Black Swan. You want to know how behind I am in movies? I finally saw Panic Room. Last night on cable, Panic Room was on. I finally saw that for the first time. I had no idea the little girl was Kristen Stewart. Blue, she did good. She's a good actress. Jodie Foster's a good actress. Yeah, I just finally saw Panic Room. And, by the way, I finally saw part of Edward Scissorhands. I have not seen Edward Scissorhands. I've seen little bits and pieces of it. So what I did is I taped it so I could see the first half because I saw the last half. All right, now a lot of you guys are like, well, you know, who cares about these hurricanes and these gray swans and black swans and ugly swans? And well, apparently forecasters are saying that this El Nino could be the strongest ever recorded. So we may be seeing some events soon. They said in previous El Nino events, California had 150 to 200% increases in rainfall. They think that our current El Nino are likely to last the conditions until January. The conditions, they say, bear resemblance to the El Nino event of 1997 and 1998. You guys all remember that El Nino? I know. Whew. All right, so the warm air above the eastern Pacific is causing increased precipitation over the west coast of South America and dry conditions over the Australia, Indonesia, and Southwest Asia region. So, apparently a well-established El Nino event is currently underway, according to Max Dilley, director of the WMO's Climate Prediction and Adaptation Branch. So El Nino is caused by a shift in the distribution of warm water in the Pacific Ocean. Everybody says, all right, well, El Nino will be Atlantic. It's Pacific. Okay, remember that for the pop quiz. It's a shift in distribution of warm water in the Pacific Ocean and occurs around the equator. The wind blows strongly from the east to the west due to the rotation of the earth, causing water to pile up in the western part of the Pacific. It pulls up cold water from the deep ocean, but El Nino, the winds pushing the water get weaker and cause the warmer water to shift back towards the east. Then your eastern Pacific gets warmer, and as the ocean temperature is linked to wind current, it causes the winds to grow weaker, and then the ocean grows warmer. As that happens, you get a vicious cycle, and El Nino grows. The change in air and ocean currents around the equator then have a major impact on weather patterns around the globe. So even though it starts in the Pacific, it could still later affect the Atlantic. All right, so what does that mean? Well, El Nino is supposed to be followed abruptly by La Niña, which is a cooling that should obviously calm things down. But before that happens, we're supposed to be expecting some pretty decent storms. Many people are excited about this. Like, great, California needs rain. Nevada needs rain. Bring it on. We need rain regularly. We don't need flash flood dumps of it. Okay? All right, we need regular. So I'm not very excited by that. So make sure you guys are prepared. So how do you prepare for an El Nino? Okay, well, you know, make sure you always have a little disaster plan in place. Okay? All right, if things get bad, know where you're going to go. Have a plan. Okay? Now, I'm not saying make a hotel room reservation every day and then cancel it 24 hours in advance. I'm not saying that. Although that really isn't a bad idea during a bad part of the storm. You want to make sure that you have a room ready, but during the storm maybe. But you don't want to cancel it at short notice. You want to make sure people can get in there when they have to. However, always have a first aid kit. Okay, always have medicines. Okay, you know, some people will ask their doctor for an emergency 30-day prescription. Okay, something like that, so that they can have it in there, and then they just swap it out. So don't leave that 30-day prescription there for years. What you do is you swap it out, just like fresh water. Okay, a gallon a day per person. You want to make sure you have plenty of water. You want to make sure you have food. They're recommending a flash drive to have all your important documents on a flash drive. I'm a little kind of concerned about that because if there's no power, then how does somebody upload the flash drive? So I would say in addition to the flash drive, because it's still easy to take, and sometimes it's water resistant, I would recommend to still have laminated paper copies so that if you do have to go anywhere, you could say, here's my ID. Okay? And then, of course, some sort of a weapon to protect you and your family. I know a lot of people don't like that, but I, you know, it's important. Now, when I spilled water, oh, there, okay, I lost my mouse. Sorry about that. Man, I am having such a day. What is going on here? Lord have mercy. Okay, what do I want to talk about now? trying to find the next story. Sorry, I got an hourglass. So right now I got an hourglass. It's a nice looking hourglass. Let me move over to my other computer. Let me see what's going on there. Nah, blank. So how's it going? I thought Panic Room was a good movie. I thought Forrest Whitaker did a good job. All right. Well, no, we're still loading up. Yeah, I didn't know Forrest Whitaker was in the movie. He did good. I want to know. I want to know what happened after. They need Panic Room 2 because I want to know if they said that he helped save their lives. Oh, did I just ruin the movie for you guys? The movie's been out like since the 70s. Come on. All right. Here we go. Oh, we have a teenager who may have faked a triplet pregnancy. A 16-year-old girl is being investigated for possibly faking having triplets. The case was brought to police attention on August 27th by the girl's parents. The daughter's story wasn't adding up. When they tried to get her to the hospital to confirm whether she was pregnant or not, she refused to go. And they said, there is no question that the girl is not pregnant, but the police are investigating whether she was pregnant at some point in the process. The girl allegedly used a fake pregnancy belly and sonogram images from a website called fakeababy.com. Do you guys know there was a website called fakeababy.com? To mislead her 16-year-old boyfriend and their families into believing she was pregnant with triplets for 10 months. Does this girl have a clue? I mean, most pregnancies are 9 months, and triplets usually give birth sooner. Fakeababy.com claims to be used for gags or pranks, but supplies people with everything they need to imitate a real pregnancy. I wonder how they do the mucus plug. Sorry. Weiss confirmed the teen had access to fakeababy.com, but cannot confirm whether she purchased items on the site. So family members of the teen's boyfriend said sonogram images of the triplets matched ones available for purchase. You got baby A, baby B, and baby C. That teen boy was probably like, what? This is why don't be having sex before marriage, and don't be having sex when you're a teenager. Okay? You could be with somebody who's going to pretend she has triplets. Imagine the palimony on that one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Tom working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in, and a big thanks to my husband for getting me a towel because the whole place was soaked with water, and he was here in the studio. He's so handsome and burly. I love my baby husband. I'm so excited because I get to go to my son's football game. He plays for Bishop Gorman football, JV, and we got a game in Brigham up in Utah. And I don't know how it's going to go. I hope I don't get my butt kicked because I'm going to be wearing Spirit colors. But it should be exciting nonetheless. And I like there being a doctor around, you know, because, you know, this football. Football's a dangerous game. And I got my baby playing some, you know, pretty heavy-duty sports. I got to make sure that my baby's going to be okay. And just calling him baby is probably part of the problem because, you know, people are like, wait, your mom is babying you. No, she's not. I love my baby. Fizzy drinks or soda pop. I like calling it soda pop. Maybe lead to a higher risk of heart attacks. Apparently, Japanese scientists looked at the drinking habits of 800,000 patients who had to be resuscitated after having a cardiac arrest out of the hospital during a six-year period. And they found that a higher consumption of carbonated soft drinks may lead to an increased rate of heart disease and strokes. No link between green tea, black tea, coffee, cocoa, fruit, or vegetable juice, fermented milk, or mineral water. Professor Kijiro Saku from the Fukuoka University presented the findings yesterday at the European Society of Cardiology Congress in London. I hope many of you guys didn't miss that, because that's a great congress. He said carbonated beverages, more gets done with that congress. Carbonated beverages or sodas have frequently been demonstrated to increase the risk of metabolic syndrome and cardiovascular disease. The acid in carbonated beverages might play an important role in this association. Now, what is metabolic syndrome? It's that combination of diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity that puts sufferers at greater risk for heart disease, stroke, and other conditions that obviously affect your blood vessels. So, when we're looking at people out of the hospital having heart disease, that's a very interesting patient population to study. He said the findings indicate that limiting consumption of carbonated beverages could be beneficial for health. Now, we're not saying if you drink a Coke, you're going to have a heart attack. But people having heart attacks seem to be, you know, sometimes in the family of higher soda pop drinkers. Now, a lot of you guys say, I don't drink soda pop. All right, fine, you don't drink soda pop. But what about that rum and Coke? What about that 7 and 7? Okay? You know, a lot of you guys don't realize that you're getting carbonated beverages in some of the drinks that you make. So you may not sit there and order a Coke at McDonald's, but, you know, you're still imbibing soda pop. Now, the one thing that's interesting is it has been on the decline. Over the last few years, once everybody realized that soda was, you know, making them increase weight, a lot of us started to stay away. So we are noticing that soda consumption has gone down. They say Americans consume has decreased from 196 per day in 1999 to 100. Oh, the amount of calories we consume went down from 196 to 151 per day back in 2009, and I think it's gone down even more, especially since the recession. But on the flip side, you know, people are still confused about calories. So they're going, well, if I have, you know, a 100 calorie soda pop, then that's only 100 calories. And I think we are slowly starting to learn and realize that calories from a soda can do not equate to calories from a piece of lettuce or a head of lettuce. So we're slowly getting it, but we're not all the way there. Okay? Another thing I don't think we get yet, and I don't know how we're going to logistically do this, is the transgender locker rooms and the transgender bathrooms. Apparently, 200 students walked out of class at a Missouri high school this week, staging protests in dispute whether a student who identifies as a transgender girl should be allowed to use a girl's locker room facilities during gym class. They protested for about 2 hours at Hillsboro High School, 40 miles southwest of St. Louis. And there's been this debate over 17-year-old high school senior Lila Perry. Apparently, Perry felt she was targeted for identifying as a transgender girl. She has since dropped out of gym class and has stopped changing in the girls' locker room. I don't believe she had the surgery. She identifies as transgender, but I don't think she's gone through the transgender surgical changes, so she still has male body parts. They said it wasn't too long ago that white people were saying, I don't feel comfortable sharing a bathroom with a black person, and history repeats itself, according to Perry. I think this is pure and simple bigotry. I think they're using the claim that they're uncomfortable as an excuse to target me. Those who objected to Perry using the locker room said it had nothing to do with bigotry. They said, you know, she did not go through a procedure to become a female, and putting on a dress and putting on a wig is not transgender, according to a student, Sophie Beal, told Fox 2. Another student said she's a good person and opponents were judging her on the outside. But here's the thing, we got parents involved now. The parents are saying boys need to have their own locker room, girls have to have their own locker room. A lot of parents do not want somebody with male body parts in a high school girls' locker room with showers, etc. So this is something I had brought up a while back where I knew logistically cities and schools were not going to be ready for this, okay? You know, how do you ask the transgender? You can't, obviously, but, I mean, how do you ask them to prove that they're really transgender and they're not predatory, okay? You have a 17-year-old boy that wants to see 15-year-old girls in a locker room, and he decides the best way to do that is to say that he's transgender. If you were a parent, you'd be like, how do we know? Now, somebody could say, well, there's obvious signs. No, there's not. We can't stereotype. We're not supposed to stereotype. Okay, we have to be very, very objective when it comes to something like this. Okay, a transgender who identifies as a girl is not going to want to be in a boy locker room either. She's going to feel unsafe. She's going to feel, you know, even though I have boy body parts, you know, locker room can be a pretty dangerous place. So, when schools, you know, came up with, okay, well then fine, what we'll do is we'll let them use the staff facility because, you know, the staff have bathrooms. They were under criticism for that as well. So, what do schools need to do? Do they need to have transgender bathrooms that have the showers, that have the stalls, or will they be under fire because transgenders have to be separated? I don't know what the answer is, but you have somebody who identifies themselves or claims they are. How do you prove they're truly transgender or not? And how do you console a father of a 14-year-old girl that doesn't want her showering next to a biological boy? I don't know what the answer is. So, we're not ready. Caitlyn Jenner was historical, all right? You know, she went and did the change, and she got a lot of publicity, and it probably helped the show's ratings, and it was a win-win, appears, for everybody involved. But were we ready as a society to encourage others to do this when you don't have schools, facilities ready for that yet? So, you know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. So you can't have a school under fire if they try to allow staff facilities for a transgender because they don't have a separate bathroom. Same thing with a girl that, identifies as a boy. So we'll see how this plays out, but it just shows that we are progressing a little too quickly for what our cities and infrastructure is ready to handle. And unfortunately, people are getting hurt in the process. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.